This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having seven kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
From Hollywood to you.
Thank you for listening to us.
Ryan Seacrest.
Seacrest!
The on air with Ryan Seacrest.
It's Ryan Seacrest. Good morning. Already the 4th of December. Partly sunny and warmer, highs in the upper 70s. All the highlights from Jingle Ball 2023. I will say, you guys looked great.
Thank you. So did you. I love the velvet.
Yeah, chic king.
Dressing it up. Chic king.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a thing to be?
Yeah. Everything is like short king, spring king.
No, everything's not short king.
Spring
no,
king.
No, that's long gone.
Yeah, it's all
that's,
kings.
I don't know. I never.
I don't even think that had a moment.
Yeah, it did.
Short king or kings?
It tried to.
Spring king, short king.
I don't think it worked.
Chic king.
Actually, yeah. I'm offended.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a king.
I called you a chic king.
But I don't want to be a king. That ages me. I want to be a prince.
Yeah, he doesn't want to.
Like, why you call me so old? Kings are usually older.
Right.
Prince isn't like in right now.
And nobody ever likes the king, right?
No, no one likes the king. The king.
Yeah.
King. He's got king syndrome.
Right.
I'm never complimenting you again.
That wasn't a compliment.
A chic start with king?
One. Oh, it's just fun to wind everybody up.
Windy, windy.
Too early to wind me.
No, it's this time every day. Every single day, it's the same hour. It's not too early. It's the same.
Yeah, but it's Monday.
I know. I love Monday. You know, you can either embrace Monday or you can moan about
it. Yeah,
Monday.
And what did you say, Tanya? You said accept people for who they are. Don't let them affect you. So don't let him. Don't let him affect you.
Yeah, I know. I do let people wind me up a lot.
Yeah.
It's something I'm practicing. It's not fully in place
yet. Let him be.
Y'all want to hear about Ryan's roses?
I sure do.
Let's change the subject. So listen to this. The Ryan's roses, it's 7:40 this morning. We'll get into some of the stuff that happened on Friday in a little bit. Ryan's Rose, they run a business together, and she says her husband lied about being on a job. I guess they have a company van, and the van's been spotted out in front of somebody's house all the time, and then she did some investigating, and she thinks that he's having an affair with one of their customers and going to their house.
Yowza.
Right out of a movie. So that is coming up 7:40. Christmas giving, 8:40 this morning.
I do love those.
Disneyland tickets every hour, Olivia Rodrigo tickets every hour. After seeing her on Friday, to think about what that show is
going
to be.
Keep it going, because that was only like 30 minutes. So imagine a full concert.
Full set, right? Christmas is in 3 weeks from today. Is it on a Monday? It's on a Monday, right? 3 weeks from today.
That's right.
How do we feel about it being on a Monday? It's okay, but what's New Year's Eve now?
That's Sunday.
And then people are off Monday, and then back to work Tuesday. Yeah. I don't love it.
In theory.
Yeah, I don't love it.
Yeah,
I,
it's not great to have like a one-day buffer.
Eve was on
Saturday.
Thursday.
No, Thursday.
Oh. So that, Saturday's a gimme.
Yeah, Saturday's a weekend. New Year's Eve was on a Thursday. That
and
makes
you Friday off.
And then you have Friday off weekend. And then you have a Saturday and Sunday.
Four-day weekend, essentially. All right, guys. Let's get to the horoscopes. How is our week going to be? Let's frame it up. You're looking for a 10.0. That's the high point. Maybe
yes.
Get a 10.0 for the horoscopes this week.
We're going to kick it off with Aries. A rare opportunity is presenting itself. It may be exactly what you need. Your week is an 8.5.
Taurus, you need to take pride in even the lightest of wins this week. Your week is a 7.0.
Gemini, you have a lot of plates spinning right now, but things will begin to slow down. Your week is a 6.9.
Cancer, find a way to feel more powerful. Avoid negative thoughts. Your week is an 8.0.
Leo, you need to take a more grounded, logical, and low-key approach to any disagreement this week. Your week is an 8.0.
Tubbs, it's you, right? Leo, 8.0.
Well, that's cute that you know Tubbs' horoscope.
I know.
That is cute, actually.
Right? Isn't that sweet?
Virgo, you're starting an adventure that feels intimidating. Break it down piece by piece. Your week is a 9.2.
Libra, you're going to be caught up in your own little world. Sit in it. Your week is a 9.9.
Scorpio, you're a bit on edge this week. Avoid someone who is egging you on. Your week is a 6.8.
Sagittarius, you're getting a lot of great ideas. Make sure you're writing them all down. Your week is a 9.4.
Capricorn, if you get up and move, you will find that your energy and enthusiasm, along with your optimism, will return.
So you're saying I'm pessimistic?
Your week is an 8.0.
Aquarius, you are feeling frantic, cornered, and pressured. Get out now. Your week is a 7.0.
Don't want to be you right now.
Pisces, you are feeling regret about something you recently said to someone. You can and will make things good again. Your week is an 8.7.
Aquarius or Pisces here? Anybody?
No,
Aquarius
but
or Pisces?
My fiance is a Pisces.
Well, did you hear that? He's feeling regret about something he recently said.
I know. Oh, I'm going to ask him about that.
What are you going to ask him? This morning on the horoscopes?
Yeah. I said that you were going to regret something that you
so
said.
I need to know.
I need to know what that is. Yeah, exactly.
By the way, would you peel my orange?
She's going to ask it in her sultry voice. Did you say something that you regret?
Yeah, exactly.
Can you do me a big favor, sweetie? Can you peel me an orange?
We have oranges?
I got two today at the store.
Why?
Because I feel like an orange.
That sounds like something I would do. What? Yeah. What are you talking about?
Why?
Oranges?
Why?
We never have had oranges ever.
Never.
I had oranges at softball practice.
Right.
All right, your morning hack is next. The exact moment your child's going to have a tantrum on a flight, I'm going to tell you so you can get ready for it this holiday season. You've dealt mid-flight tantrums before with them, right?
Yeah, but you know the trick is lots of little toys, lots of snacks.
Snacks, distractions, toys,
maybe
screens.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so a mathematician from the UK created a scientific equation to predict when a kid will start to lose it when they're traveling this holiday season. I didn't do the math, but here's what they came up with. 27 minutes and 48 seconds into the flight.
Oh my gosh, that's not so specific.
27 minutes and 48 seconds.
Like,
try it.
Isn't that right when you...
Set your stopwatch on your phone.
Is it... after takeoff...
Into the flight, yes.
So into the flight.
I mean, they haven't even served the drinks yet. I don't think you can calculate the ground because that could go, who knows, it could be delayed.
Right.
But once you take off, 27 minutes, 48 seconds of the flight, sleepiness, boredom, hunger all sets in, they say.
Yeah. And all
right
those things.
The seatbelt sign goes off.
Pretty much.
So, I don't know, 27, 48. If you're traveling with kids, set your stopwatch on your phone and tell me. 27 minutes, 48 seconds. Tantrum.
Snacks, I'm telling you. And then little portions. Like, don't give them all the snacks at once. You got to do little tiny portions of snacks.
Little treat. Today's quote, Monday. Promote what you love instead of bashing what you hate. It's focus on the things you know and enlighten yourself with the things you know and don't try and know everything.
Yeah.
It's a double quote.
Kiss FM headlines with Sissany.
Well, the faculty union at Cal Poly Pomona is expected to stage a one-day strike today, the first of several such actions this week at California State University School statewide as the union negotiates a new labor contract. Pickets are expected to begin any minute now at 7 a.m. and run through 7 p.m. at the Cal Poly campus with a noon rally. The LA City Council approved an ordinance requiring hotels and short-term rentals like those offered through Airbnb to obtain a police permit in order to operate. Under the new ordinance, short-term rental owners will have to submit information such as business and tax details and building and safety information to Los Angeles police to obtain a permit. Owners will also have to disclose any previous criminal history. And Queen Bee is now the box office queen. Renaissance, a concert film written, directed, and produced by Beyoncé, topped the domestic box office with $21 million in its opening weekend. No surprise there. Slightly ahead of expectations.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
Okay, so Jingle Ball was a Friday night. Always exciting. You know, I was handled by Michaela.
Yes.
And you were handled by Mariana.
Yes.
And Sisney, you were handled by...
Jess.
But who was Ronnie handling? Because I kept seeing Ronnie and his... I want to talk about just some of the staff fashion. Need a net, like a see-through tank top?
Yes, you do.
No.
Ronnie had a net. And EJ had a bun.
No.
EJ had a bun. They're trying to convince me that I need to do that look one
year. I could see you in a mesh tank top, like a nice white one in the summer.
Right?
Yeah.
Who were your favorite performers? Who'd you love?
Honestly, Flo Rida really blew me away.
He always does.
I know.
He is like Pitbull, right? Flo Rida, Pitbull, yes. Always blow you away.
And Teddy Swims.
Everybody's buzzing about Teddy Swims.
Let me tell you, Maxon and Teddy Swims. So my son Maxon had a moment backstage. It's the twins' first Jingle Ball. They had a moment backstage, and I caught it on video, and Maxon told Teddy about his first piano recital, which was the next day.
And so what'd Teddy say?
And he talked to him. He was like, are you nervous? And Maxon was like, yeah, I'm a little nervous. He's like, it's normal. Those are just butterflies. It was like...
So he's like a human being.
Sweet conversation.
And he's such a great
singer. And I caught it on video. I was like, this is the coolest moment
I know.
Ever.
Those are the moments. I can't tell you how many parents I met whose kids were excited to see Olivia Rodrigo. And the parents had whispered to me, I can't wait to sing every song as well. You know? Yeah. Like, they're singing Get Him Back to me. Nalhorin was... I know. I make that noise, too, when I think
so
of it.
I hadn't seen him since before the pandemic.
Right.
And I ran into him in the hallway, and he goes, I hear a congratulations are in order for you. And I was like...
Was that his... Did you try and do his...
Trying to do your Nalhorin? Yeah, I'm trying to do it.
Oh, okay.
I heard a congratulations are in order. And I was like, that is the sweetest thing.
Oh, he knows about your birthday.
About my... engagement.
I forgot.
Yes.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, people were buzzing about that.
It was so sweet.
Even Dochi was, you know, asking me, when is it? Did they have a date yet? You should have seen G Idol going nuts about it, too.
Yes, I'm sure, yes.
But Niall was telling me, I said, what do you do for Christmas? He's like, oh, you know, we have this great tradition. What is it? We do the 12 pub crawl. They go to 12 different pubs in his hometown for Christmas, and they get one drink in each pub. And with every pub they go to, they have to do something different. Like, you know, for one pub, you have to stand on one foot when you have your drink. The other, you have to have your hands behind your back
when
you have
a drink.
Yeah, it's fun.
Niall is like a total guy's guy.
Did you
make it all 12 pubs?
No.
No.
I could.
All right, let's come back here. Kiss FM got some Disneyland tickets for you to win Jingle Ball, a success. You can catch it all at kissfm.com if you want to see all the action.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
LA football over the weekend. Chargers 6, Patriots 0. That was the final score. That is not a football score. That was the final score. Partly sunny and warmer. Highs in the upper 70s today. Ryan's Roses is on deck. If you're planning your next 15, 20 minutes, think about it. Ryan's Roses. So the couple run a business together, and she says that her husband lied about being on a job, and she thinks there's something going on with somebody else, maybe one of the customers. So that's what we're going to get into in just a second on Ryan's Roses. But first, let's go back to Jingle Ball for a second, guys. Tanya, let's do it. It's so fun to go to the show. Then there are surprises from artists that are on stage singing different things. But I got to do something really cool. I got to do a live contest with Boost Mobile using a QR code, bringing somebody backstage, putting them up front. And Rachel was at the show. Let's get Rachel on the line here for a second. She was the big winner of this in the moment.
Yeah, she was.
Rachel, good morning. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing good. How are you?
Thanks for coming. I'm great. Thanks for coming from Irvine to our Kiss FM Jingle Ball. Now, you have never been to a Jingle Ball before?
Yeah, this is my first.
So what'd you think? What's your feedback?
It was so much fun, and I loved how many different variety of artists there were, because I have a really weird taste in music, so everyone I liked who was there.
So who were the highlights? Who were the standouts for you?
I really liked G Idol, so I was really excited to see them. This was also my third time seeing AJR live, so they're always incredible. Sabrina Carpenter and Olivia Rodrigo were great, of course, and same with Flo Rida.
That, by the way, that's the best point. You got all of those different style artists and acts on one stage, on a rotating wheel stage, right? Every 15 minutes, 20 minutes, there's something new out there. So I'm glad you came with your friend Sharon.
Yeah.
So I walked out there and I said, hey guys, Boost Mobile, our partners, are going to do something really cool for you right now. They're going to give you a new iPhone. They're going to give you unlimited service for free. And they're going to give you upfront access right now to see the concert. So Rachel, you used your QR code. You did it. You got your phone. You won, right? You got the phone?
Yeah. They gave me an iPhone 15, which was incredible.
A new iPhone 15, and you got unlimited service for a year, and then you and your friend Sharon came up front right there at the stage to watch Flo Rida.
Flo Rida was incredible. He hopped over the barricade like right in front of us, too. It was so cool to see him up front.
You know, I want you to know, Rachel, that my mother, Connie, her favorite artist at Jingle Ball was Flo Rida as well. She's a big Flo Rida fan.
She's got good taste.
She's got great taste.
Rachel, I want to say you should shout out your friend Sharon because I heard that you weren't even going to scan the QR code and she convinced you to do it and then you ended up winning.
Yeah, she's actually, I think, listening now. I'm at her house. But
you're at her house right now?
Oh, no, she's at her house, but she's listening now.
All right. Well, thank you, Sharon. Thank you, Rachel. Thank you very much for coming to Jingle Ball. Thank you, Boost Mobile, for setting up that really cool access. Sharon, Rachel, you guys take good care. All right, we'll see you next time.
Thanks, you too.
Okay, bye.
Congrats.
Bye.
And I just want to say why I keep talking about Boost Mobile, because I find this fascinating and cool. They give you access to three different carriers. So your phone will just toggle between what the best carrier is for you in that moment, in that location, and connect
you.
Which I don't even understand it, but it's really great.
I had actually no idea about that. So that's cool.
Well, that's why I'm here. That's my point. I'm here to tell you that. So now you have that for free for a year. So go enjoy it with your new iPhone 15. Bye, Rachel.
Thank you.
If you want to learn more about that, it's really cool. No carrier does it. Boost Infinite Wireless. BoostInfinite.com to learn more. Love Jingle Ball. Thank you to everybody that was out there hanging with us for the night. And it is true. The best part is the rotation of all kinds of different artists on one stage.
You know what Rachel's story teaches us?
Mm.
Always, always, always try because you never know
you might win. It's time for Ryan's Roses here, Kiss FM. Dear Ryan and Sisney, we got this email. My husband and I run a plumbing company. He's a plumber and I help him with scheduling and answering the phone. The other day, someone called and asked why our company van was out in front of her house.
Whoa.
She said it's been there every few days for over a month. Every few days for over a month. Yikes.
Yeah.
So let me grab Ileana and Whittier. Ileana, thanks for coming on. I want to talk more about this company van parked out in front of a stranger's home. So you drove over to this house and to see the van?
Yeah, of course. Of course. I was worried. I didn't know. We didn't have a job nearby. And I thought, okay, well, let me go see. Maybe something's the matter. I don't know. Sometimes I know. Listen, sometimes he does sit and eat his lunch and park the van. Like, it's not so crazy that the van would be parked in front of somebody's house. But
okay, so you got there, and what happened?
He was nowhere to be found. Like, he was nowhere.
Meaning he was in the house?
Well, I mean, I hope not. I don't know.
I called him.
He told me, well, I asked him what he was up to, and he told me that he was parked having lunch in a Ralph's parking lot. And that was a lie because
he wasn't in the location where he said the van was there. You're getting reports that the van's been out in front of his home often, and you think he's having an affair. What makes you think he's cheating on you?
Yeah, how's your relationship in general?
Well, I think it's great. I mean, we've been together 17 years. We have a son. He's fantastic high school, great student. I mean, I don't think
I feel like we work wonderfully together. I always, you know, we share the business. We share the van. I don't know. I don't think so.
There's a van, company van, and it was outside of somebody's house.
Yeah, and I
every
did
few
look
days
it up.
Over
I
a
did,
month.
Yeah.
What'd you look up?
And I was freaking out. I went and looked at the. I went and found the van. He wasn't there. He told me he was in a Ralph's parking lot eating lunch. He lied. So I was like racking my brain. So I went back to our files and I did some more like looking around. And he did have a plumbing job in that neighborhood in August, and it was for a woman named Jeanette. And I mean, so I feel like I'm questioning, like, is he going back to visit her? And I'm sorry.
So,
I'm like freaking
out. But the thing is, some other family saw the van in front of their house and they don't know why it's there. So he's not, he's walking. Do you think he's parking the van and then walking somewhere?
I mean, I'm freaking out. I'm sorry. I'm having a really hard time with it because it's nothing adds up.
All right.
You know,
here's what we're going to do. We're going to call him now. And Jeanette is the woman who had a job site in that neighborhood. I need you to say, Ryan, you have my permission to call and then your husband's name on Kiss FM. Go ahead.
Yes, you have, Ryan, you have permission to call for me.
We're going to do that right now. She thinks he's having an affair. She thinks he's lying about where he is and he's having an affair. Mm. I think I'll be very quiet. We're going to call him now and we'll see if we can find out, okay? Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Troy, please?
Yes, this is Troy.
Hi, Troy. My name is Natalie. I'm calling from Vibrant Flowers. How are you doing this morning?
I'm okay, I guess. Thank you.
Great. You know, we're a flower shop, and we deliver in Whittier and surrounding areas. And today we're doing a promotion for local residents. It's a free dozen red roses that you can send to anybody that you'd like. And they're absolutely free. I don't need cash. I don't need anything from you. Is that something you'd be interested in?
A dozen free roses?
Yeah, it's just to promote our business. We're right on Whittier Boulevard across from the Trader Joe's. We're brand new to the area.
Yeah.
Do you know where that is?
Yeah, but I got to tell you, a dozen roses are expensive. Are you you're a new business. Are you sure that's a smart promotion?
Yeah, don't worry about that. It's something we do about once a month, and it's to hopefully get new business. And if you like our arrangement, then hopefully you come back as a customer.
Okay.
We actually do get new clientele this way. It works a lot.
Perfect. Well, I'm a small business, so sounds good. What do you need from me?
We can start with the name of the person you want to send them to.
Okay, let's send them to Kelly.
Kelly. And what would you like to put on the card?
Let's see. I'm not good at this. Something like, I hope this puts a smile on your face and warms your heart, et cetera. You can help me with that.
I hope this puts a smile on your face and warms your heart. I mean, that's nice. We can just put that.
Okay. That sounds good. Thank you.
Troy. Troy, is this you?
Yes. Yes.
Is this Troy?
Yes.
Troy, are you married to Ileana in Whittier? Is that your wife's name? Your voice is being broadcast on the radio. You need to know that. My name is Ryan. And is your wife's name Ileana? Just to need to know that.
Yes, my wife's name is Ileana.
Great. I have her on the line, and she would like to know who Kelly is and why you're sending flowers that say, I hope this puts a smile on your face and warms your heart. Can you answer that for Ileana?
Slow down. You have my wife is on the phone?
Yes.
Yes. And she wants to know what's going on with you and Kelly. Who's Kelly?
Who's Kelly?
Kelly is just someone I met on a job.
What?
Okay. So what kind of a job were you on? What kind of a job?
I'm a plumber. I'm a plumber.
And what were you doing there with Kelly?
Mm-hmm.
It was like I don't remember.
Do you
often send red roses to your customers? Smiles and,
listen,
and warmings of hearts.
Is that why your van is always parked on Rex Road, Troy? Is that why your van is always parked out on Rex Road?
Ileana, Have you been following me?
No. Someone called our company and complained. Because you did a job there in August, so I just put the pieces together. And who's Jeanette, anyway? Is that somebody else that you're with? That's who you did the job for?
No, honey, Jeanette is Kelly's mother. She's the one who called in the job, and that's how I met Kelly.
But guys, I don't care about that. Why are you sending Kelly, who you plumb for, roses, warming her heart and putting a smile on her face?
Listen.
And why are you there every few days? You're there every few days.
Listen, I got some things I need to figure out. I don't even know who you are calling me. Now my wife's crying on the phone. And listen, we can talk about this later.
So, Troy, can you make things easier on everybody? Are you cheating on your wife?
Listen, this is really weird to do in a public setting. You know, honey, I don't even know who this guy is. Honey, I'll just come home, okay?
All right, Troy, so you're not denying it, then the answer is yes. All right, Troy, thank you for your honesty.
I don't think you should come home right now. Okay,
honey, I think we should talk. We should talk. Okay? I'm over on Hadley, hon. I'll be home in 20 minutes.
Ileana,
don't let him spin you on this.
You've got everything you need to
all
know.
All the info you need right now.
I mean, he didn't say no at all. He didn't say no. I mean, Troy, you're just admitting to it.
Basically.
So he's now finally being honest. All right. Well, good luck, Ileana. We're going to let you guys go. I hope you get to the bottom of it. Well, that's clear. I don't know. Jeanette, Kelly's mom, is that Kelly's place?
He must be very comfortable.
Several times a month?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's there with the mom around.
He gets a call from Jeanette to plumb for Kelly. Mm-hmm. Is it plumb for?
I don't know if you really plumb.
To plumb.
Yeah. Mm. Oh.
Is it plumb? What's correct?
You go and do the job.
To plumb? Do you plumb?
Right.
You go and
do... I need you to come plumb for me.
Yeah, I need you to come fix my plumbing. Fix my plumbing.
Yeah. Mm.
Scarlett heard Ryan's roses. There's not much to say. You've got a couple here. She's worried about her husband cheating with a customer of theirs. He's a plumber because the van's parked outside of somebody's house. She was told by a neighbor several times a month. He sends the flowers to another woman named Kelly, who's his customer. And the note says, I hope this puts a smile on your face and warms your heart. I mean, the guy's parked outside of her house on a regular basis. He sends the roses to her. Then he doesn't ever say, no, you guys, I'm not cheating. I'm not seeing her. You got this all wrong. Never says that. Just says, hon, can I come home now? I'll be home in 20. I'm on Hadley. Can I come home now and talk to you? That's what he kept saying.
You never want that.
Well, what's he going to do? Try and figure out the spin in the next 20 minutes while he's on his way. But he never denied it.
No.
So, therefore, he admitted it.
Guilty, guilty, guilty.
Scarlett, you're in Bray. You heard this Ryan's roses. Go ahead now.
Yeah, I'm going to be side-eyeing every plumbing van that I see from now on.
Well, you can't assume every plumber is doing that.
I mean, yeah, but I just can't even believe that like people like this exist. And like, I mean, what, like, do we give him credit for not even admitting it? Like, it's just ridiculous. He's obviously cheating on her.
He's clearly cheating on her. I don't know. Like, what does he think he's going to do when he gets home to get out of this? He seems to think, hon, listen, let's just talk. There's been some things on my mind. Yeah. Kelly's been on your mind. Is hooking up with a plumber a thing? Is that why you were thinking that? I didn't know. Is that like something?
Like
Google
no,
hooking up with a plumber. Is there a lot of
I mean, you know, they are known for, you know, bending over.
Oh, you mean like plumber's crack?
Sneak peek. But I mean, I've never fancied a plumber before, but.
Well, I mean, you got to get, how is she going to get down under there?
No, there's not like a thing.
You know, I don't know, other topic. Right? How do you not feel that? Like, how do you not feel the breeze?
They don't care.
Do they just not care?
No, I think they've given up. I mean, you know, at that point.
Just in general, even if you're not a plumber, anybody that bends down and that's exposed, how do you not know? Like, anytime like I have bend over, well, and like anything is about to show,
didn't
I'm like,
Frankie B. So, want you to show your Plumber?
Frankie who?
Frankie B, the jean maker.
Oh, the jean maker.
Frankie B make jeans.
Do you remember when like that style was in like the really low?
Yeah, Frankie B jeans.
Let me tell you, my fiance rocks some low jeans. Let me tell you.
He does. Yikes. It's not for me.
It's for me.
It's really not for me. So then I'm so happy it's for you. Yeah.
Enjoy your crack.
Right, we have got to go.
On air.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
So we have another Kissmas giving call coming up in a few minutes. If you've heard any of these, it's going to be minutes out. And if you want to get in on this for somebody in your life, kissfm.com, keyword giving. So, Tanya, Miguel soothes me. Like, we're talking about Jingle Ball. Mark got a tickle out of that on Friday night. It was such a great show. You had Teddy Swims, who we were talking about earlier, G-Idol, P1 Harmony. You have Olivia Rodrigo closing the show. She was telling me that she's taking off the month of December, basically. Like, she's taking a few weeks off.
So, like, busy. So December 1st was her last thing, and then she's done.
I think so. Wow, I think she's excited about that.
She's going off the grid. Breather.
She told me where she's going, but I promised I wouldn't say.
No, I just mean like off the grid. Like she's.
But
like,
that's answering the question.
Okay.
So I know what you mean when you say off the grid, and then say no, I mean off the grid. I know what you meant when you said off the grid.
Okay, fair. I respect that.
Okay, Miguel suits me. What do you think of Miguel on stage?
Okay, like so amazing. And did you know that he actually took a nap at the Forum before he went to go do his thing, which I love. And he's like, I just had some coffee, and I go, oh, coffee in the morning. You know his song.
He took a nap at the arena?
Yes.
See, that is a blessing.
Like, he was in REM cycle. He was literally in REM cycle.
To be able to do that is a blessing.
I know.
To take a nap.
And then he rocked it on stage. I was like, way to go, Miguel.
I have to say that no matter how many years I've hosted this, Mark, and you probably know, the Jingle Ball show.
19? Oh, well.
What was many.
Yeah.
Many. I can never get there on time. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Like, wherever I'm coming from, whatever time I leave, getting to the Forum, it is impossible. And I was on surface streets. I was at LAX. I doubled LAX.
I doubled my time. I was only supposed to take 30 minutes. I gave myself an hour and I was still late.
Well, my Waze said 50 minutes. No problem. But it said 50 minutes for 90 minutes.
Yeah. Because it stalls you when you get somewhere tough.
Mark, you brought your kids for Shingle Ball.
Yeah, we came from Thousand Oaks. And
okay, I was...
We were on every surface street. We went down the PCH. It was crazy.
Did you at one point say, kids, I'm not so sure we're ever going to get there?
It was touch and go for a while.
All right, so yours are what ages?
17 and 14.
And who are they most excited to see?
Olivia Rodrigo, but the 17-year-old's really into AJR.
Yeah?
And
really?
And so there was a decision to be made because Olivia was coming to the broadcast room while AJR was on stage. What do you want to do? Because I can't promise you'll meet Olivia, but she'll be there. You'll be in the same room as her. So the 14-year-old took that chance. She skipped AJR.
Did it pay off?
She got a picture.
Oh,
got a
wow.
Olivia. That night.
That's so cool.
Do you know who else was there?
Paul Russell.
Yes, but the guy from The Summer I Turned Pretty.
Okay. Does he have a name?
Yes. What is his name, Mark?
Wait, you're so excited that he's here and you don't know his name?
I don't know his
Jingle Ball brings
name.
Them all up.
I only
all
know
the stars.
His name from the show.
Christopher Briney, which he got a lot of screen.
Oh my gosh, he's the heartthrob from The Summer I Turned Pretty.
Yes. I can see why he got some screen.
I couldn't even control myself.
All right, let's come back here. I got to get you these Olivia Rodrigo tickets. To see her in an entire concert, if you saw a little taste of what she's going to do at Jingle Ball, you're going to know that this is going to be a big night. So that's coming up. And Kissmas Giving.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
So it's time for Kissmas Giving. We are going to make another call right now. Let me grab Robin. This is such a great story. So Robin is in Lakewood. And Robin, is your last name Cerritos?
Cerritos.
Yeah. Robin Cerritos in Lakewood.
So close. It's like one city over.
Yeah.
It is.
I didn't know. It's so cool you have an auto mall.
Isn't that? I wish I owned it.
That's amazing. Okay, so Robin, you have nominated your neighbors there, Daniel and Amanda, right?
Correct.
So
the
let
most
me just...
amazing family you'd ever meet.
So Daniel volunteers at local church for the youth. He works for Geico. Amanda's Chick-fil-A manager. Oh, did she ever get you the nuggets?
You know what? Bites? She hasn't. I'm going to have to talk to her about that.
I love the little bites. What do they call them in there? I love the bites. Just the boneless bites of Chick-fil-A.
They're not nuggets.
No, but they're boneless bites, I think. Well, look up what they're calling them. I want to know so bad. I can ask her. I'm going to talk to her in a second.
They are the best.
And their anniversary was on Thanksgiving. So, okay. We're going to call them now. And what are they called?
They are Nuggets.
Oh. We could just ask her. We're about to talk to her. Okay, we're going to call Amanda and Daniel now. Here we go.
Hello?
Is Daniel there?
Yes, this is him.
Hey, Daniel, are you with Amanda?
No, Amanda is my wife, but I'm currently working. Who am I speaking with?
Oh, sorry, it's Ryan Seacrest calling on 102.7 KISS FM. How are you?
Hi.
Wait, is this serious?
Yes, this is serious. I'm just trying to track
that. Hi, how are you?
I'm good, buddy. Thank you. I've got your neighbor, Robin, on the phone with me, and we're trying to track down you and Amanda.
Hi, Daniel.
Hey, Robin, what's going on?
Hi, Daniel.
Hello.
Are you working at Geico right now?
I'm working right now, yeah. I'm in the middle of a field full of cars, but yes.
Oh, boy. All right, well, can we track down Amanda? Can you call her to bring her in, or can we call her?
Yeah, let me see if I can add her in the call. Give
okay,
me one
great.
Second.
I'll be right here.
Hello.
Hi, Amanda.
Yes, who is this?
This is Ryan Seacrest, Daniel, and Robin, and Sissany and Tanya, and KISS FM.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, my gosh, Ryan, I listen to you every morning on my drive to work.
Well, clearly not right now, because I'm trying to get you. Now, listen. Thank you, Amanda. Thank you. I want to, first of all, let you know, we talked to Robin a little bit, and she said you guys are the most incredible neighbors. So isn't that nice to have such a fantastic neighborly bond?
Oh, that is so sweet.
Amazing people.
Okay. Now, Dana, you work at Geico. Amanda, you work for Chick-fil-A?
Yes, I do.
What are the little bites called?
A nugget?
Yeah, are they nuggets? I love those because you don't have to work hard. okay, anyway, listen, we want to get to something really cool. For the holidays, we're trying to do some fun things with people, and your neighbor told us how wonderful you are and that you never accept any help, so you're going to have to accept all this. You can't say no, so just don't even put that in your head. We are going to send you, Daniel and Amanda, thanks to your neighbor reaching out to us, we're going to send you $1,000 from Ralph's for a great holiday meal this year.
Oh, my goodness.
That's crazy. Oh. Thank you so much.
So, Merry Christmas. And I'm looking at the kids. 7, 4, 2, and 9 months. All right. We want to make sure the kids, you've got four of them, have an amazing Christmas. So, Jack's Pacific, which is an incredible toy company, they make every single popular toy you'd ever dream of. They sent over a spectacular basket of toys that we're going to send over for those kids to check out and see what they like, okay?
Oh
wow. They're going to be surprised with that. They're going to love that. Thank you so much.
Of course.
Thank you, Ryan.
Well, Daniel and Amanda, how long have you been married?
We just celebrated our 13-year anniversary.
Awesome.
Congratulations. Wow.
She keeps track of it.
Yeah, I noticed you didn't answer.
Yeah, you should too. Okay, we'll let that one slide.
Jeez. All right. Now, I know they've got a Costco there in Lakewood. I know you spend a lot of time there, Robin was telling me. So let me send you $1,000 for your next trip at Costco as well.
Oh my
gosh.
Wow. That's going to buy a lot of diapers.
So, what are you? You're 15 miles up the 91 from Disneyland. I'm just Googling.
Oh, right? My God.
You didn't know you were close to Disneyland?
Yeah, sorry.
Robin, this is new news.
We're
going to send you tickets for the whole family. All the kids. Well, I guess the 9-month can't go, but as many kids as you want to take to Disneyland with you guys, okay?
She can, but she doesn't need a ticket.
Yeah.
So five tickets.
That's awesome.
Oh, my goodness. The kids are going to be so excited. Oh, my God.
My oldest daughter was just talking about when we're going to see the castle again. So this is going to be amazing. Aww. Thank
you
so much.
Now you can let her choose.
Absolutely.
And speaking of these kids' ages, you know, Sissany's always talking about how they grow out of their clothes so much, right?
Yep.
You buy one outfit and then all of a sudden they're into the next phase.
Exactly. It goes so fast.
Yeah, for sure.
Have you heard of that store? It is near Costco called Carter's Clearance.
Yes.
I'm going to send you $1,000 to spend there because they've got all those kids' sizes and things like that.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
wow.
My God. Thank you. Wow. Oh, my goodness. I'm speechless right now. I'm crying.
Are you working, too? Are you working as well? Amanda, are you working?
No, I actually didn't have childcare for my youngest today, and so I had to take a day off to stay home with her.
Okay, got it. Well, next time you want to take a day off and you want to grab your hunky husband there... your neighbor, Robin, has said she'll watch the kids so we can send you to the Springs Resort in Palm Springs for a little getaway.
Oh, I'd be glad we watched them.
Your neighbor is awesome.
Yeah.
Robin is so cool.
That's so sweet.
She is amazing.
She nominated you for Christmas Giving.
They're as amazing as they are. So.
Well, Robin said you're like the nicest, most loving, caring people in the entire world. That's what she was telling us.
They are.
Okay.
And everyone in the neighborhood would agree.
Daniel and Amanda, one more thing before we let you go back to your lives here. I heard, Daniel, you signed up for Pay Your Bills.
Yes.
And what were you hoping to pay for?
My credit card bill.
All right. You still have a credit card bill?
Yeah. With all these kids, absolutely.
Kiss pays your bills, Daniel. $1,000 on top of it all to pay that credit card bill.
Oh my
goodness.
That's such a massive help for the season. Thank you so much.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you for being such great people who I just know. The universe reached out to make sure this all happens for you, and your neighbor, Robin, loves you so much. You guys are great. Thank you for listening to Kiss FM.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you so much, Ryan.
Merry Christmas.
Robin.
Merry Christmas.
How are you feeling,
Amanda?
Sydney, Tanya, thank you.
And what are your kids' names?
You
I know there's Henley, Ryan. Kai. What are your kids' names? Isla?
Isla and Sayla.
All right. Well, tell them we said Merry Christmas, will you?
I will. Thank you so much.
Danielle,
thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
We love you.
On air.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
Friday night, Jingle Ball, a huge success as always. So much fun out there. Sissany out on the stage with Flo Rida and Flavor Flav. That was a cool moment. Yeah.
He's like my new bestie now.
And then I saw you, after you walked off the stage, you took off your silver high heels and put on velvet slippers.
Yeah, that's a pro move.
Is that, you don't do that, Tanya?
I don't do it because once my feet go flat, they can't go back.
You can't go back and forth.
No, I can't. No.
Okay.
I can go back and forth.
Got it. No. So it was Rachel's from Vanderpump Rules, Rachel's first appearance in a long time, Sissany, at our Jingle Ball.
Right. She's trying to, you know, make a comeback, I guess.
Well, why are you so hesitant about it?
It's not a comeback. She made a mistake, and now she's trying to live her life again.
I agree. I guess, you know what? We should give her a platform if she wants to come and share her side of the story, since we did the same for Tom Sandoval.
So you have, clearly, I can tell by your tone, you're not settled on this.
But I would also love for Ariana to come and talk on our show.
Right.
So everybody, all the Vanderpump kids.
Open door.
I just kept, Ronnie kept running around going, Rachel's first appearance.
Yeah, in over a year.
You guys need to know.
I know.
I was excited about
it. Did she end up talking to any press? Because I heard that she wasn't going to talk to any press.
I don't know.
I think it was just photos. Yeah, it was just photos.
Well, okay.
It was just photos.
Hey, so I was backstage getting ready to walk out and introduce an artist. And I was standing backstage. You know, we have audience backstage that are the worst seats in the house.
Yeah.
Right? They just watch the show from behind the stage. Rage behind the stage. So I saw those people. And I looked up, gave a little wave. And a couple of people said hello. I looked down, then they started to scream. So I looked up again, I was waving, and as I was waving, they were screaming more, and I thought,
wow, this is fantastic.
You guys are the great, honestly, you don't really need to show me that much love.
Right.
Turns out P1 Harmony was exiting the stage, and they walked all right by me, and they were screaming for P1 Harmony.
No chance, all those people.
No.
You know who was a really big fan of yours?
Mark, our producer.
No. Oh. So I actually met this listener, Jet, at this meet and greet that we did.
I saw Jet too. Tutis.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so he was saying that his grandmother is obsessed with you, Ryan, and that she listens to Ryan's Roses. She will take the long way. She will go around wherever she needs to go if Ryan's Roses is on. She will take the long way around to get there because she doesn't want to miss it.
The kids and the grandmas, Ryan. You've got them. Just,
right. I'll take what I can get. But wait, so does Jet also listen to Ryan's Roses his grandmother?
Yes, yes.
Because that makes me happy.
Yes, he does. He does. He was very excited too.
Because he's like 9 years old.
Yeah, he's 12 actually.
Okay.
Yeah,
he's a tall 12.
He is tall 12.
Yeah. Thank you, Nana, for listening to Ryan's Roses. It's always great to meet so many people that we had come out for that meet and greet. It's always fun to put a face with a voice because I remember when you call in your names or what you sound like, it's always fun to see you all in person.
And come from all over, like San Bernardino. Somebody came in from
Ladera Ranch.
NorCal.
Yeah.
And all the backstage behind the scenes action is up at kissfm.com of Jingle Ball if you want to check it out.
On air.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
It's going to do it for us. Taylor Swift, thanks for listening this morning. One more thing, Sisney, before we go, so you're on a winter snowy getaway. It's you and the family. Would you rather be in a rustic cabin with a wood-burning stove or a hotel?
Ooh, a cabin with my family. Yeah.
I love a cabin.
Me too, yeah.
Tanya?
I think a hotel.
What about a yurt?
I think a hotel. I think I want a heater. I want, like, real heat.
We'll see you tomorrow. Second date update, more Disneyland tickets, and more Christmas giving. Have a great Monday. Thanks for listening to us.
Thanks for listening to On Air with Ryan Seacrest. Make sure to subscribe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection, and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.